that skank.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Today Show. Professional.
Meredith, we're going to put Trevor in the studio just to keep our lights going.
You are up there now?
Meredith? Meredith?
Yeah, Al, I'm actually not supposed to be here, but I'm here with Steve and Russ. Nice to see you. We'll be back with them in just a minute. No, you don't have to get up. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Caught me by surprise, Al.
Okay, da-da-da.
Bam.
Hi, I'm Alan Carter, TV's Howie Mandel.
Bam. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hello, boys and girls. It's me, the Frito Bandito.
Something stinks. Sounds like stale French fries.
Well, what have we here?
Oh. Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
Yeah,
sure.
Probably get out those Jerry tapes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, please.
Hey, whose screw-up was that? Was that Al Roker's? I watched that today. Was that Al Roker's or Meredith Riera's? I'm not sure.
I think it was Al.
You think it was Al's?
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Think Al was supposed to go to commercial?
Yeah, there would be no reason for him to throw it to Meredith when she was greeting and getting Steve Martin sat down on that set.
And they would tell Meredith where to go, too, right?
Exactly.
They would say, go in there and get ready.
Go to hell.
Go to hell, Meredith.
Get bent, Meredith.
All right, get your Jerry tapes out.
Oh, my.
Let me tell you, tomorrow on the show.
Oh, my.
thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome. Let me see. I'm going to get into an in-depth discussion with you about the scooter tomorrow.
Okay. Well, and I'm incidentally, everything I was saying, even though I'd love to have you in the motorcycle community, I'm all for the scooter. You know that, don't you, right?
I hope you do, because I'm dangerously close to a decision
on that.
You'll
have a blast on it. Down to the beach, you'll enjoy it.
Also tomorrow.
Don't drive it to the beach.
Also tomorrow, we have to call this DJ in Indiana who is trying to set the world record for the longest radio broadcast in history, Bonnie.
Oh, it's a cheap publicity stunt.
He's one of those guys. He's a college kid, I think. It's a college radio station.
Oh, well, all right. You can give him a free pass.
Sure. We'll give the cat a call maybe on tomorrow's show. Also, I mentioned the other day this crazy letter from this friend of mine from high school.
Yes.
Something worth maybe an entire hour on the show.
You showed me the handwriting.
Based just on the handwriting. Okay. Or maybe he's just a totally normal, well-adjusted guy who's just got really bad handwriting after 35 years in high school.
Maybe so.
And an article from trade publication Radio and Records.
Yes.
In which Michael Hughes is interviewed about the genius move to flip one of the radio stations that he manages to this environmentally friendly
the Globe.
Format.
Yes.
The green format.
Yeah, the green format.
Actually, it's the same records they played when they were classic rock. It's just now they have a hybrid car that they drive in and give away bumper stickers. Anyway, it's full of Hughes being Hughes. It is a two-page article.
He likes the print medium.
Oh, he loves it.
He enjoys being interviewed.
They have changed a few things over there. For now, on Surf is no longer run on electricity.
All right, just get your Jerry tapes ready.
They're ready to go.
Get your Jerry tapes ready.
Weasel is environmentally friendly.
You're going to have an awful lot of time when I share this article with you tomorrow. You're going to have an awful lot of time to discuss Surf because Michael Hughes talks about how Surf was the brainchild.
Really?
For this whole...
Wonderful. Well, good for Surf.
Yeah. They took this radio station that was falling to the ground, and they gave it a new coat of paint.
Yes, they did.
Played the same amount of records, and now they're calling it environmentally friendly. Mm-hmm. And there were things in there that I want to question Hughes about that I don't believe because it's CBS.
Okay.
Like, for instance, it said in this article that this radio station, 94.7, is totally run off solar power.
Oh, I'd have a hard time believing that.
I'm telling you.
I mean, could they make that kind? Could they make that kind of switch?
Now it is
that quickly.
It is entirely possible that I'm misreading the article, or that Hughes is throwing out things that
wouldn't
sound
it seem that
different.
Listen, if that's the first time you're hearing about it, wouldn't it seem if they'd made that move that they would have? I mean, they would have trumpeted that everywhere, and I don't remember hearing a lot about
that. I'm telling you, I'll bring the article in tomorrow.
That's fascinating.
It's one of the many things that I left at home today, along with my funny pills. God damn it, I need my steroids. I seriously do.
You need your funny steroids? You want the cream or the clear?
Yes.
You had to get down some of the HGH funny.
And remember, Buzz.
Yes?
You can't spell high without H-G-H.
H-G-H.
I remember.
You know what's funny? And I didn't mention this, speaking about a side note to Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. They had a big controversy before the game. Anybody that was watching it, you saw this guy, Paul Byrd, who, of all the players, I mean literally every player on the Cleveland Indians, this guy is the ultimate schlub next door.
Huh.
I don't know why, of all the guys
he's
who would
the
be taking...
the HGH guy, right?
He's the guy that supposedly was taking the human growth hormone, and this guy looks like he should be working at a janitor in an elementary school.
Not but I funny. Don't even follow baseball as closely as you do.
Right.
I did see when they showed a tape of this same guy 2 weeks ago, this guy for Cleveland, talking about how he recovered from this injury he had, and he said... Well, he prayed a lot on it.
Yeah, he was doing that. You know, but he's a schlub.
He doesn't mention that he got, like, syringes and HGH from Orlando,
well,
right?
Well, here's the deal on this. He's the number three or even number four. He's the number four starter for Cleveland. He's at the back of the pack. The whole thing about this guy when he was pitching was, hey, he's a throwback to the old days. He pitches out of the old-fashioned windup, and that's what he does sometimes. He actually will do a double windup. That was the only thing I thought about this guy. And then you hear that he's getting hundreds of syringes and human growth hormone sent to his house. And I'm picturing, well, why doesn't the guy then look like Jason Giambi? Why doesn't he look like Hulk Hogan? Why is he still this little schlub? And then, of course, he's using the same defense, which we've heard for years. My doctor, you know, I didn't take anything that wasn't prescribed by my doctor. And it was just interesting
that's
that it was
Elvis
this
said,
guy.
Incidentally. That's what Elvis said.
Hey, if you have the right doctor, if you have a Dr. Nick, you're all set.
You can say that.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention before we get to the Jerry tapes, when we had that lady on from Curb Your Enthusiasm, the fat F lady, the one that's married
Susie
to Jeff
Orman,
Garland.
Right?
Yeah,
Susie what?
Esman.
Right. We asked her, is Larry David going to write his divorce into the show? And she said, no. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, if you watched it this past week, guess what? The wife left Larry.
Well, I think you're a connoisseur of that show, and even though that's been written into the plotline, would you agree that perhaps all his trials and tribulations may be having an impact on that show this year? A little bit. They don't really have the same edge that they've had in years past.
The one this week was pretty funny.
Was it okay? I haven't seen it yet.
Actually, the one with her leaving was maybe the best one of the year.
Well, it's so close to art imitates life. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
That's what I think. So all of that tomorrow. Oh, and flu shots tomorrow, too.
Oh, good.
You know, I was told, Don, that when I've gone through both of my divorces on the show, I've never been funnier. So that's what I've always been told.
Agreed.
Never funnier than when I'm going through those moments.
That's what your wives said.
That's what the wives. Wives.
Wives.
Plural.
Wives. Rob?
Yes, Don.
Where were we when we left off with the Jerry Lewis 2007 telethon of stars for crippled kids tapes?
We were on just this side of heaven.
Just this side of heaven.
Let me see this.
That means he doesn't remember.
Well, it's been days.
It's been months.
It's been a while.
It's been years.
Come on now, give us some credit. We are going to actually finish listening to these tapes.
That's great. Okay,
we'll see.
I recall we just finished up hour one, and if you want to reset, you can listen to cut number 18. And that'll let you know what frame of mind Jerry was in. It's in CD number one. Just go to cut 18.
Cut 18.
Disc one, track 18.
So Jerry's been on the air now for 52 minutes. And
welcome
this is
back
how he sounds.
To the Jerry tapes.
Uh-huh. Huh? Why now? I cannot believe that. 1 hour is done. And we're going to the local station. We hope you come back and join us for hour two. They'll be here shortly.
Well, hold on.
Thank you all so much.
Hold on. What is the new Blikiwa? It's like, it almost sounds like.
Why now? I cannot believe that. 1 hour is done. And we're going to the local station. We hope you come back and join us for hour two. They'll be here shortly. Thank you all so much and hit it.
All right, is it stroke talk a little bit?
I believe he is simply mimicking the new way DJs talk. Have you never heard today's modern DJ?
Hey, how are you doing? We're here to talk about some beers and bonds and chicks.
1 hour gone.
I think it's a tooth issue.
Something's missing in his mouth. It sounds like a section of his tongue might be missing.
I think it's badly fitting or new teeth.
And we're going to the kicking hour.
I think he's trying to speak like today's young disc jockey.
To Jerry, a young disc jockey would be 68.
That's Jerry. True.
All right.
But that's the end of hour one, so let's press on.
All right, here's Jerry finishing up hour one, batting 1,000 on reading cue cards.
Oh, good.
This next Emmy Award-winning and Grammy-nominated performer spent 10 years co-hosting Entertainment Tonight, then went on to pursue music full-time, and has now found great success hosting the syndicated radio show.
Listen, I know that I got the worst radio voice in the world, but I am hearing so many disc jockeys now doing this thing, and it's almost like Basement of the Science Building voice. You know what I'm saying? No matter what station you turn to on the dial, it's like,
right.
Your choice for the best rock. Rock lived on 98.7.
And in Jerry's case, I think it's just a loose upper plate.
Yeah, could be.
The Don John Tesh Radio Show, Music and Intelligence for Your Life. Here with a sneak peek at new material from his upcoming TV special, Piano Gospel Dance. Ladies and gentlemen, John Tesh with the Las Vegas Mass Choir.
Wow, that's bad.
Nice. Wow. No pre-reading for Jerry.
He doesn't like it.
Next cut says, Jerry is gay for Law and Order.
I like that headline.
Larry, Jerry also still reading badly.
Okay.
Thank you, Christopher. That was Chris, my man. Christopher Maloney, what a sweet man he is. This big ox that walks around and rips walls out. He is such a sweet man.
What?
Hey, by the way, if any of the Law & Order crew are watching, please tell Chris and Mariska for me. I love them, and they were terrific. And also say hello to Brian. Okay, this next...
he was on the show. That's why, right?
Say yeah. Mariska. Brian who?
He never explains it.
He's some producer, probably.
Say hi to Brian.
Brian, I love him. Hey, Jerry, loose upper plate, molars falling out. Stand by for a block of Zeppelin.
Are we done with the hour?
Various comedian is truly a dear friend of mine and has been for a long time. And a friend of MDA.
Oh, no, not Norm Crosby.
Your buddy from the cruise ship.
Norm Crosby.
We're so thrilled that he is young. That he is joining us, rather, to again perform and also be...
Did you just say that he's young?
Yeah, that was...
So thrilled that he's young.
There it is.
Fine ...and has been for a long time.
Boom.
And a friend of MDA. We are so thrilled that he is young, that he is joining us, rather, to again perform and also be the co-host, all...
What?
...though he has a full schedule. He always makes time for us. Please... Me, him, Net, Call, Fate, Roman, Dallas, Caden, Bobadick. Here's Norm Crosby, ladies and gentlemen. There he is.
How do you analyze that, Rob?
I think that even at that point, Jerry realizes he's in over his head.
Yes.
And this he goes to complete, what he's done for 70 years.
It's a complete botch of a cue card.
For one thing, they are the worst written cue cards.
Worstly.
They're bad. It's funny. When we're criticizing, one should not make that kind of a mistake.
I'm getting the spirit of the moment. They are the worst written cue cards in show business.
Guys, a moment. Yeah. While we contemplate the Santa Ana winds. We'll be riding
wildfire. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now here we go. Ed McMahon teeters on the edge of slurring.
Give us something to root for here.
He's almost there.
Please welcome the President, Chief Operating Officer of Harley-Davidson, and MDA National Vice President, Jim McCaslin.
Here he is, right there with me.
There he is.
When Ed was doing it for The Tonight Show all those years, when he was Johnny Carson's announcer, you did not hear Ed say, Holly.
You're right.
Holly, did he develop this?
Here's more Ed blowing when he has to read.
Now here representing Acosta Sales and Marketing Company, its president, chief operating officer, Harold Hill. Robert Hill, I beg your pardon.
Robert Hill, right here.
Harold Hill.
And that rhymes with T.
In the exact same segment, here is Ed calling Jerry Johnny.
Okay. Good.
Here, Johnny is America's number one firefighter, the general president of the International Association of Firefighters, and NDA National Vice President Harold Schaitberger with a sample of IAFF local activities.
It was right at the very beginning.
Poor Ed, though, does have the burden of reading that garbage.
Right at the beginning.
Here, Johnny is America's number one.
Right, Johnny. He misses Johnny.
He does.
He does indeed.
This is a feeble end to hour number two of the telethon.
Oh, good.
We're going away. We want the local stations to identify themselves, and we're getting prepared for hour three. Thank you all very much, and see you later.
There's great entertainment yet to come. Celine Dion, John Androsic, and John Finet, and Ron Lucas. So don't you go away.
What a show.
Makes you want to have a telethon for the people that are putting on the telethon.
Exactly.
Right. Forget about the crippled kids.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine Celine Dion and John Panette?
Yes. Yes. John Panette eats Celine Dion.
All right.
And once more.
Here's one that's called Ed McMahon, Let the Slurring Begin.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, they're getting into it now.
Let's welcome ERA Regional Vice President, Senior Vice President, MDA Vice President, P.J. Martin Smith.
Hi, PJ.
They're both doing that.
How are you? Nice to see you guys.
They're both doing the reading thing where they get to it and they finally slow down when they can really read it.
Here's Jerry Lewis now reading at a third grade level.
Oh, good.
As the front man for the successful band Five for Fighting, our next guest saw his huge hits. Superman, 100 Years, Riddle, and World steadily move up the charts.
What? Now they're laughing
at him. His charity website, whatkindofworlddoyouwant.com, benefits Augie's Quest. We are thrilled to have him joining us for our telethon. So let's welcome John Androsic right now.
Wow.
I told you.
All right, wait. Now, at a certain point, do you make the letters bigger?
That won't help because the copy itself is bad.
It's terrible copy.
And
it's horrible.
The fact that he refuses to pre-read it doesn't help.
Right.
We got to hit a break. As we go to break, let's hear a little more of Ed slurring.
Very good.
We're only to hour three of Rob's annual recap of the Jerry Lewis Telethon.
Highly entertaining this year.
Here from the Super Value and Albertsons Companies, their Community Relations Department, Teresa Alexander and Karen Griss.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Jesus.
Perfect.
Okay, couldn't you listen to Ed for an hour?
Oh, this is quality.
Mike, when we come back, we're going to pick up with Jerry's annual speech about why popsicles are marvelous.
I look forward to it.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.